This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
But he almost came a cropper on Saturday night with this behaviour. Just have a look. High-fiving with everyone.
That's just supporting your players, Kara.
Then there's the arms wide at an umpire decision. There's the mock exasperation. Look, had they lost that game by a point or had it been a draw, he would have looked a bit foolish. I reckon
That's great for the game. You whacked him here all year and now they've got two wins and he's still going.
I've been his greatest supporter. Did he watch Brad Strawberry on Tippin Wood? That was hubris of the worst order.
Classified last night. I can't believe you've got as wound up about this as you have.
No, well, I think that it is that
it's TV
outrageous.
It's TV clickbait, mate. And I love Caro, but she can't be fair dinkum about
that. No,
this.
She can't be.
She can't be fair dinkum about that.
If you, anyone watching that, and maybe I have a bias because I love what Clarko did for the Hawthorn Football Club. I loved his methods and
but who didn't
I'm a football foot is what I'm talking about. But
and
I love to see it when you see people enjoying things, you see people showing joy, you see people trying to motivate each other. And to think that in any way was a negative, I can't help but think, like I think Hutchie alluded to, that there is an ulterior motive to a comment like that, because that is that makes
to have people talk about it the next day.
Well, that makes no sense.
Surely that is the only reason. And I'm not potting the show. I'm not potting the show at all. But it is so hard to believe that someone who's been around the game for as long as Caro has, unless she's got a real axe to grind with North and or Alistair, that you can look at those images in the context of where North's at and
beautiful images.
You know, Clarko's career and what going back the full set, finishing his career where it started at North, and to be encouraging this young group to believe in themselves.
I'm
with you. I'm on your side. I'm going to ride every bump with you. I'm going to be with you to the final siren. He's coaching down on the boundary. It's a tactile, in your face, I'm right with you environment that he's creating. And I think everybody in footy would have looked at that and thought, this is a bloke reading this current situation perfectly.
Well, it added to the game, Andy. It added to the emotion,
of course,
the connection, the importance, the excitement. And I don't agree with her comment at all, but I also don't agree with the specifics to say, well, if they had a lost, then he'd look foolish. No, he wouldn't. I don't think he would at all, because it's a different context. This is the context. They've just kicked a goal. It's 4 minutes ago. They're 20 up. He's high-fiving it at the end when they had won it. There's the raw emotion.
Of course.
It makes sport so beautiful.
The whole thing was great. It's already one of the great. As we said on Monday, it's already he in that 15 minutes of the final quarter has already provided some of the great and unforgettable images of season 2023.
You know, every time I see Clarko and you see that type of behaviour, because we've seen him the other side of him up in the box getting angry.
Yeah, of course.
And I can't help but look at the demeanour and what he was going through there. He spent a lot of time with Steve Kerr with the Golden State Warriors, where they exude this happy, this keep the game in perspective. Now, it's easy to do when you're winning titles and you've got success around you, but even when they've gone through some dark days over the last couple of years, they've always, I think, with Steve Kerr at the helm, there's been a pragmatic approach to it all, and it's about keeping in perspective. So I can't help but think that maybe that's had some influence on that emotional outbreak.
So that's a fascinating – we've got to get to a break. Dan Butler's going to join us next. But just very quickly, don't you reckon he looked like a basketball or a soccer – he looked like Jurgen Klopp or give me any animated basketball. That's what he actually looked like on the weekend. That's not usual demeanour for a coach in the AFL. They're either sitting up there – or they're down with on the phone, the whole thing. He looked like a soccer/basketball coach late in that game on Sunday. And I wonder whether he has seen a bit of stuff from his trips overseas and thought, thinking, I'm going to bring a bit of that back.
Yeah, I don't have to inhibit myself. This is how I'm feeling. These are my true emotions. This can help my team by sharing those emotions. So I'm prepared to do that.
I don't want to agree with you, but I am. 100%. 19 minutes to five. Dan Butler going to join us next. Saints Membership Day here today. Buy one, get one free. Call the club 1-300-GO-SAINTS.